The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning and welcome to our meditation, Monday morning meditation, beginning of a new theme for the week. And we're continuing kind of in the ongoing series on the basic foundations for meditation and the way we teach it here at IMC. And this week it's going to be talking about or working with, practicing with thinking. And I'd like to use an analogy that if somehow you received a gift of an amazing 1,000-year-old clock with all kinds of gears, very, very precisely made and sophisticated, that has gears that keeps the time for nanoseconds and seconds and minutes and hours and days, the years including the leap years and the cycles of the moon, the seasons and light and dark through the year, centuries. So it's amazingly precisely made and sophisticated math and arithmetic and engineering to make it all work and all the gears. And it's a great present. It's in awe of it. But then it turns out after working perfectly for a while, one of the gears decides to go faster than everything else. And suddenly the gears start getting confused and not working properly, and we put under a lot of tension, and the whole clock doesn't seem to work very well anymore. It worked well for 1,000 years, but under your watch, one of the gears started up to go too fast. So we as human beings are even more sophisticated, complex system than such a complicated watch. Amazing amount of, interconnected parts of the human being that all have to work harmoniously for us to stay alive even. And it's a kind of an amazing, it's amazing that we exist and all that it takes to keep us going, all the interconnected, kind of complicated, deep gear work of this biological systems that we have. And there's one system, one of those gears, that if it works faster than the others, it kind of begins messing it all up. And that is our capacity to become tense. That anything that becomes tense, anything that begins working faster, makes it difficult for everything else to go smoother. And if we can relax the tension, then the whole system that we have begin to operate much, much more smoothly, emotionally, intellectually, biologically, physically, emotionally. All these begin to kind of come into kind of a more of a harmony, more working together. And so relaxing in meditation is really good. It's possible to focus on it too much. It's possible to, in a sense, get too relaxed. But in a sense, then some of those gears in the clock, stop working if they get too relaxed. But if there's identifiable tension in the system, in your body, it's really good to relax it. It helps the whole thing. So today we'll focus on relaxing the body, so that you prepare the ground so the mind can relax, the thinking mind. And I use an expression called the thinking muscle. And this is the activities of the mind that are constructing and spinning out thoughts. And our brain is also a complicated neurological event. And when there's tension there and something's working too fast there, that also kind of messes up the whole neurology of it all, the mind. And the thinking muscle is You identify it by the physical manifestation of thinking. And if there's a lot of tense thinking, the jaw might be tight, the eyes might be locked, the forehead might be scrunched, there might be a lot of whirling and agitated energies in the skull and the area of the brain. The brain itself might feel contracted and tight. It might be other parts in the body that get activated, the muscles of the hands even, or the shoulders, the belly. And all those together I call the thinking muscle, especially the ones that are up in the head. So at some point to recognize the physicality of this and then relax. So assuming a meditation, a posture, and seeing if you take a posture that allows you to be alert, but also to be sensitive, be aware of where there's tension in your body. And the upright cross-legged meditation posture is not required or needed for meditation, but it has some advantages. And one is that it is it's a posture that can reveal unnecessary tension while not kind of relaxing and giving up or collapsing from it. To stay upright, reveal where it's tense in a healthy way and begin to relax. Lowering your gaze, relaxing your focus of your eyes, and closing your eyes. And to enter into this body and mind that we're here with for these minutes, taking a few long, slow, calm, deep breaths. And as you breathe in deeply, really feel the global body, whatever is easy to feel of your body, the three-dimensionality of the body. In a long, slow exhale, just letting go, relaxing, softening. Wherever in your body your mind lands, where you feel there's tension, let it soften. Breathing in and feeling the body, exhaling, relaxing. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And continuing as you exhale, to gently, without ambition, relax your body. Exhaling and softening the muscles of the face. Sometimes feeling a coolness in the face can help relax the heat of tension. Maybe the coolness of the air around the face. On the exhale, to relax the shoulders, softening. Sometimes feeling the weight of the shoulders can help relaxing. Sometimes shifting where your hands are. If moving the hands someplace allows the shoulders to not be propped up, but to allow them to hang more. And as you exhale, to soften the belly. And maybe in the belly, if you feel the warmth there, if there is, perhaps the warmth of the belly can give a kind of comfort that supports some kind of relaxation. And then take a few moments to notice your thinking. For these moments, you have permission to think. And notice if your thinking is fast or slow, forceful or gentle. If your thinking is insistent or at ease, and if you think in images, is there a location for where those images occur, like on a screen? If you think in words or an inner voice, is there a location where that voice is coming from? There doesn't have to be a location, but if there is, sometimes it's possible to notice if there's any tension in that area, that location. It might be a physical association or manifestation of thinking, tightening, tension, pushing, pressure, contraction, something that feels stressful in the body connected to your thinking. And as you exhale, see if you can relax the thinking muscle. Relax the tension in your body that you associate with thinking. If there is a location for thinking, let the location get larger, spread out. Maybe like the surface of a lake, that the waves get quiet and the surface spreads flat out to the horizon. Sometimes a thinking mind has been working so long that it's tired, weary of all the ongoing thinking. They're often repetitive. To relax any ways in which you are investing in your thoughts. Relax even the interest that keeps you glued to thinking. Allowing thinking to become calmer and slower. And then returning now to breathing. Wherever you feel breathing most pronounced in your body, feel the inhales and the exhales. And gently, on the exhale, either let go of your thoughts or relax around your thinking. Relax your thinking mind. Feel your inhale and riding the exhale, relax the mind. On the exhale, relaxing the thinking mind. Softening. Either feeling comforting warmth surrounding your thinking mind, or maybe you can imagine or feel coolness that relaxes an overheated mind. And for a minute or so, can you allow your thinking mind to become quiet? The kind of quiet you would have in a library or a cathedral or sacred grove of trees. A quiet where you would listen better. Let your mind, thinking mind, become quiet so you can listen better to your breathing. Hear. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, not only are we individuals a finely tuned biological system with all these interlocking gears, so we are socially as well, societally. And it turns out the society works best, too, if the individuals are relaxed, free of tension and stress. And to learn something new about being relaxed, free of tension, stress, from meditation, and considering how you can bring it into your social world. How can you not sacrifice your ease? How could you learn to recognize stress as it begins, tension? And remember how important it is to relax. And in doing so, it's our gift to our society. A gift, at least, that we don't contribute to the ongoing momentum of stress and tension that's so much part of many of our societies. But rather we contribute peace, calmness, care, love, respect. May it be that as we come out of this meditation, may we aspire that this meditation supports us in helping make this a better world for everyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings be free.